I hear you now.
Okay.
We're in the Skype cast. And I'm recording this.
Okay. How are you recording it?
I'm using something called Pamela, which is a recording software tool you can use with Skype. I'm on the 30-day free trial, so.
Okay.
It's actually, the audio is crystal clear when you play it back. I was really amazed. It's worth it. I think it might be worth the $20.
Now, does it separate the audio so that I'm a different line than you are?
I'm not sure. All it did is it played back us just as if we're having this conversation.
Oh, good. I know I was in the World Bridges Webcast Academy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have different... different tasks you have to do, and the final one, the big one, was recording the Skype cast, and I just didn't have the time to get it all straightened. But are you using a USB microphone?
Am I using what?
A USB microphone, or are you using?
No, I'm using a standard $19 chat microphone.
Okay.
How's the quality?
It's fine.
Yeah. That's good.
I think mine's cheap, too. It's really nice.
Am I hearing somebody in the background there? Steve, are you there?
That's G.
There you are.
I'm doing it from my Mac, and apparently in order to join the Skypecast, I had to upgrade it.
You know what? I had to upgrade every time I've tried to set a Skypecast up, and it's the same version.
So are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, that's weird. Very strange.
Very strange. Hey, I'm really excited about that Ustream stuff you and Will are working on. That looks pretty cool.
Yeah. It's very cool. I'm kind of curious to see whether anybody for the K-12 is going to wind up doing that for live events at all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we've been using Illuminate, but... I don't know. If there's a few people in the same location, it's a pretty compelling little tool.
Well, we've just Darren has just put together a sort of a shoestring blogger con for our Manitoba bloggers here. So that's Darren and Clarence Fisher, myself. Actually,
yeah.
Dean Shoresky is going to be coming into town for that. So. It's just sort of happening on the day of our provincial PD day.
Very cool.
Might try that there.
Yeah, it's a perfect place for it. Uh-huh. Got to get a little camera though, so you don't have to keep picking up the computer to move it around.
Yeah, I got one of those.
Yeah.
What kind of microphone did
you
use?
We just had the typical Logitech USB, or the one with green light. Yeah, nothing special.
Huh. Well, that's even better.
Yeah. All right. So, Sue, I saw the picture that you sent.
Yeah.
That looks great. I mean, I actually wholeheartedly agree, and I was going to talk about some of those very same things. So, I couldn't agree with you more.
Yep,
in fact, the JPEG you put together is so it looks so pretty. I feel like we should display that.
You know the RS reader there on Internet Explorer where it shows up black?
Yeah.
I put one on my PD admin workshop thing that we're doing, this wiki we did this week, and added a whole bunch of feeds for some icebreakers. And when I was talking to people as we were working on the wiki together, they're saying, well, I can't see anything. It's all black. And then it dawned on me they were using Explorer and I'm using Firefox. And I had to go in and change all of the settings to white except for the text. And then it seemed to work.
Wow.
So it's... they haven't fixed the difference. Pardon?
WS or PKS?
Yeah.
That type? Okay.
Yeah, exact same thing.
Now, do you want me to go ahead and make those changes?
Yeah, I feel free. I mean, Go ahead, John.
If you look at the wiki page, I already did the specific sport for each strand. Changed that up. I have edited it again.
Oh, very cool. One thing which I just was, I don't know how you guys feel about the Gambly widget, but what's always, or is it Gambly? Yeah. The one thing that's always bugged me about that is the fact that it's got that huge obnoxious like dating ad in it. You know what I'm talking about? The friend finder?
Right at the top. Yeah.
So Soho just came out with a few weeks ago, or not even a few weeks ago, a few days ago, I think maybe last week, their own chat, you know, kind of like Amiibo sort of thing. But interestingly, one of the things which it did have was a chat desk. So if it goes to that live help page, I embedded it in and scroll down to the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yeah, with the smiley face? Help? Yep, the smiley face.
Yeah. Thing. Just type in your name.
First and last?
Whatever. Nickname. Middle name. And what it's doing is, I know you can't. Oh, shoot. Hold on a second. I gotta go answer the door. I'll be right back.
Well, we know Steve's got a dog. Are you seeing anything on your side, Jen? Or Jen Sue?
No. I can see it says Steve is typing. Teach 42 is typing, but I know that isn't true.
Yeah, I just helped in help. I need help, and then he would be responding automatically to that.
Okay, so I just I'm wondering if just because of its placement, you know, it's kind of it from on my screen. It's at the bottom underneath the.
Yeah, I know.
Underneath the recent activity, I'm almost tempted to put it in a table. I use tables a lot only because, especially on wikis, I don't think they'll use the CSS as much. But
yeah, I'm looking at trying to look at the source here to see how we did it. Yeah, it probably would go well on a table. You could unplug it and put it in there. How do you get it? I'm not that great as far as web page building goes, but how do you get it into a table when all you can do is see it in the source?
There's code. If you look at some of the places where I've put a table, then you go into the source.
Yeah.
There's a success code that you put up at the top. And I only found that out by going into the help at layers, because you can make the table have zero as the borders, but in PBWiki, it still shows up. So it was frustrating me, but it was a CSS thing.
Okay.
So I have tables being used immensely on the facts. Presenters and participants, and if you go at the very, very top, there's just code there that you can copy and paste on any page that you have your table, and then you can delete the lines. Now, the problem that I found with it is that you can't get, I don't know whether you can turn it on and turn it off for different tables within the page.
So it's the raw escape border 0px, that code there.
Just where are you? Are you in
the presenters tools and facts?
Okay.
In the source, looking at the source.
Maybe it won't let me in there.
That's probably because I'm editing it or got a lock on it. I'll jump up.
That's okay.
There you go.
Because I'll go to participants and. It's the code. Yeah, raw escaped equals zero. That's what you said, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that code from raw to raw. So, and that's a PBWiki thing.
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you put that at the top of any of the pages that you're using tables and you don't want them showing,
Okay. I see.
And even though it shows up on the editing page, it doesn't show up on the real page. So
okay.
Okay.
Good.
Steve wrote something in there. He said that.
Yeah, I just got back. But so what exactly were you guys talking about just then? I saw something about tables, but I didn't understand.
Sue had mentioned taking that because that's right at the bottom of the page. If we can stick it in a table, make it a more prominent thing, so you don't have to scroll down to see it. Because if you look at it from the first view, you don't see it. At least on my side.
The live help.
Yeah,
but it's also because I didn't want to get rid of the ones that were there, and I just kind of hit return a few times. So,
okay.
Yeah, we could probably find a better way. Yeah, definitely a better way to lay that out anyway. But, I mean, what do you guys think about that? I mean, the advantage is it's more like a typical help desk. It's a place for people to kind of get some one-on-one private help. The disadvantage is if we're not – this is it's what if you know, we have been managing accounts. So if we're not there, there's no way for people to support each other like there would be with the Gavin chat.
Oh, so you have control of this? Is that the idea?
It's a one-on-one conversation between anybody who visits the page and the person who did the embedding, their Zoho account. So we would have to do like what we did with Gmail and create like a K-12 online Zoho account that we could all log into to kind of monitor. But it would clearly be, you know, it's one-on-one conversations.
That's definitely an option. I'm with you. I'm not keen. I like the Gabby chat ability, but I'm not keen on the friendly friend danger kind of thing.
Yeah.
It takes away the impact of what we're trying to do.
Yeah.
All right. So I'll try and find maybe another chat. Maybe we'll try and use, see how whether Meeple Rooms works with it. Because Meeple Rooms doesn't have any ads in it. And then it's a public chat, so that way people can talk to each other. Because we're not, I mean, you know, there's going to probably be plenty of times where one of us three isn't, or one of us four isn't going to be online.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. I like that idea that each person, if they're there, they can help each other. So if we can set up that. So Meebo, you're thinking, might do it?
Yeah, I'm thinking Meebo Rooms. Meebo Rooms, I think, is going to be probably our best option. That's worked pretty well for me before at Discovery events.
Okay. So you'll put in.
I'll take care of that tonight.
Get rid of Gabby and then we won't do the other Yak Pack then.
Do any of you have like any real good, strong, positive experiences with Yak Pack?
No. I've tried it back and forth and been able to chat with people, but. Not for anything. It's more of a gimmicky kind of thing.
I'm kind of thinking that we just get those. You know, there's ways to put on some badges that say, you know, the Skype me or I'm online. You know, the Skype icons that say I'm online. I was kind of thinking that maybe we would just put, you know, four of those for each of us. So when we're available via Skype, you know, people could just see it. You know, it glows green, and people could click Skype and get instant help from one of us if they want to. If we're not available or if we're not online and we can't be Skype, then it's just grayed out.
Yeah, where do you find those?
I'm not sure, but I've seen other people do it, so I know it can be done.
Okay.
I'll look into those. I mean, is that okay? I mean, you guys might have your Skype information out there.
No, yeah, that sounds good with me. And the other nice thing about that is that when we go online, like if we see, like, let's say I don't really want to be available, so if I go in here and I see that John's online and making himself available, then I can make myself invisible. Otherwise, if nobody's available, I'll and I'm online, I'll make myself available if nobody else. Yeah, that's right.
I mean, between the four of us, do you think there's going to be enough coverage? Or, I mean, at one point we talked about office hours. We talked about trying to, you know, scheduling, putting into the schedule times where someone from the help desk is going to be available to, you know, to help people. I mean, what do you guys think on that? I mean, should we actually do that? Or, I mean, do you think we're going to be online enough that it's going to be pretty ubiquitous as it is?
You know what? I think one other thing we might put on here is the Twitter, that where somebody can, even if they're not a member of Twitter, knows that if they post a message in there, it's amazing that you're actually talking to 130 people now. So if they're really in need of help, they could post. We had a Twitter post there or a link to Twitter, then they can also get instantaneous help. So I'm sort of thinking we don't actually need to put the office hours, just because it'll look kind of silly. We can't do the coverage that week.
Right. And it kind of adds to the whole sense of the conference that this is a wide open global kind of thing, that if we can have people who are actually not even on the help desk helping people who might be tripping over something small,
that's kind of an interesting idea, is just if other people want to volunteer to help out, maybe we should actually just have a volunteers table where other people can put their Skype information in as well.
Yeah.
Sure.
I like that. All right, then let's not worry about it. I was actually going to suggest that we go through the conference scheduler and actually plot out times to do office hours, but let's not bother doing that. I mean, I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I think for those 2 weeks I've already warned my wife I'm probably going to be pretty active online. So.
Yeah. We'll be filling out the divorce papers, I'm sure, at that point.
That's not really fun.
I hope not. No, it's not.
All right.
But you know from whence I speak, obviously.
Yes. Yes. Someone put up the blog post.
Oh, in the blog announcement?
Yeah,
on the blog announcement draft there?
Yeah, it's different.
Or did it go already on
the... No, it's just on the blog announcement draft, it's different than it was a couple days ago, that's all. I was just reading through it. Looks great. Yeah, when I was on the conversation with the conveners yesterday, first of all, they are... they're thrilled with what the stuff that we've come up with and the stuff that we're doing. They are absolutely, I mean, just like the fact that we're going to have live support, not quite around the clock, but, you know, the majority of the time, they are absolutely thrilled with it, because apparently that was one of the major issues last time. Carolyn Foote is on the PR committee, and I don't know how much you've noticed the PR, but they've done an amazing job of getting this, of really increasing the size and exposure of the K-12 online conference, and they really want to make what we're doing in terms of help and support a part of the PR. So when they're pitching it to, you know, newspapers and to the tech learning magazines and those kinds of things, they want to try and start including bullet points of different ways that it's going to be supported. So, I'm going to put something up on, I guess maybe I'll just do it on that blog announcement page, but I'm going to try and start setting out like maybe three or four bullet points. But if there's, you know, if you want to tweak the language a little bit or add bullet points of your own, add them in there, because that's something we're going to forward on to Carolyn and let her start promoting.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. Yeah, they're really excited by it. And she's the person. We can just forward the blog post on her to post it for us.
Okay.
So oh, good.
Foote?
Yes.
Do you want to send that on then? Were there any changes or anything?
No, that looks great. That looks perfect. I did talk to her about that. Your idea for that tip of the day. Or at least I emailed it over to her. I didn't get a response from her back, though. I think it's a great idea, and I can't see any reason why they wouldn't want it. The only reason why I could possibly see them not wanting it is that conference blog gets awfully busy when they start putting out, you know, 4 or 5 presentations a day. So that, I mean, that's the only reason why I could see why they might not want, because it's just one more post.
Right.
But at the same time, I mean, we could always have it be a widget in the sidebar or something like that. I don't know. I mean, how strongly do you feel about that?
I was thinking more, like today there wasn't any posts, and I was thinking that it would be done prior to.
I know. Oh, I misunderstood.
And then once the conference starts, it's kind of, I think it would get lost in the noise. But I was thinking every single day up to the 8th, I think. So for at least 4 messages, like today we didn't get one out, but every single other day we could be just little bits here. Mostly with John was writing on his page.
That sounds like a great idea. I will see if I can chase her down. Did each of you guys get a hold of your convener for, you know, to kind of offer up your support for the Strand?
Yes.
I just got an email back from Cheryl today apologizing because she had missed it. I'm assuming she gets tons of emails. And she sent me all the email addresses of the presenters in our MyStrand, anyways.
I just sent out to MyStrand, and I got one reply back, but they at least all know that I'm available. John, do you want me to send you a copy of the email that I sent out?
Sure, that would be great.
Can you do one? Okay. Maybe
so
I'll...
Were you working with Wes? And then I got to email Jen to make sure that she knows to do the same. I don't remember. Did anyone tell? Did we tell her? I don't remember. I haven't told her, so I'll email her today. So email Jen.
Do you want me just to send everybody a copy of what I sent to my group?
Sure, that would be great, Sue.
Alright, so, John, are you sending, planning on sending that blog post forward to Carolyn? Or, I can't remember whether you said you were doing that or not. I'm just like kind of...
I think Sue was going to send it, or you were going to send it, weren't you?
I'll send it.
Yeah, sure. Steve is sending. It's on my list.
All of a sudden, I realized that I wasn't taking any notes at all. Hold on a second. And bring up daily tips through beginning of conference. All right, what are we missing?
Well, what was on our to-do list from the last time?
Oh, I missed that meeting.
Well, Darren sent out something here. Where was he going here? Oh, that was for the conveners meeting last night.
Mm-hmm.
Or for Tuesday night. There was an awful lot of emails going back and forth.
I had on our list that I thought we should at least assign one help desk person to each of the chat or each of the live events to make sure that it gets recorded, and we say we are going to be the ones recording, even if it's it just recording on our machines, not in any official capacity, unless we're going to be pulled in to provide some kind of support directly for the event, which I haven't seen happen.
Now, is somebody else already doing that to archive the presentation?
You know, it's one of those things that you got to imagine somebody is, but could very easily go overlooked. So maybe what we should each do is at least, you know, split up the list of events and, you know, either A, confirm that somebody else is going to be doing it, or B, for ourselves. Mm-hmm. So in other words, just be responsible for making sure that it does get recorded.
So what are you using to record these events?
I was just going to use Audacity. Just Audacity? Came from my computer.
Okay.
I might also set up another one.
I've been a big fan of Wiretap. But that's something I used to use way back in the day for podcasting. So let's see, we've got the Fireside Chat with Warlick.
I know I cannot last one, because I'll be on the road by then.
The 27th, I will be on the road as well.
Let me just look at these conference days here.
I hope you can do it, John or Jen. In fact, I'm going to be out of... Oh.
Jen's not here. We'll just tell her she's doing it.
I will actually be. I'm heading out to a conference on the evening of the 25th, so I won't be online at all for the 26th or 27th. But the 27th is just that last event. I don't think any other presentations are coming out. So it's 12, well, yeah, okay. So we've got, basically, it's the 1, 2, 3, 4 Fireside Chats. Is that what it is?
We have an 11 p.m. Tuesday and 11 p.m. These are all GMT time. 1 p.m. 11 p.m. Tuesday. And the 12 a.m. Saturday. GMT.
So Tuesday, Saturday, Saturday, Saturday. No, Tuesday, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday. Alright, which one's GMT time?
Greenwich Mean Time. They're all Greenwich Mean Time.
What's the conversion between that and Eastern?
Chicago, Manitoba time?
Chicago.
Where's that mic?
Where's
time
is it? My iPod. Where's my iPod?
See how good the system is. Oh, I know where it is. It's on the conference schedule up at the very top. But the other one, okay.
Yeah, it sounds kind of dumb, but that's actually not a bad point in terms of maybe we should see an embedded widget just to convert the time zones.
Yeah, just simple.
Yeah, well, the link's right at the top of that page, the conference schedule page.
So
what are we looking at? Looking at Greenwich Mean Time at what time?
11 p.m. on Tuesday is 7 p.m. for me. So it's 6 p.m.
6 p.m. for us.
Oh, that's good.
So that's Tuesday, October 9th.
All right, take your
That's for you, Steve. You want to take the first one?
Sure. I will take the first one. Anyone want to draft others?
One.
Yeah. Getting back onto the conference schedule here. So Steve's going to do the October 9th one.
It's Saturday at 9 a.m. for me, so it'd be 8 a.m. Saturday, October 20th.
Okay, October 20th.
Do you...
I can...
Are you good for that? Yeah.
For me? You want me to do that one? Okay, Saturday, October 20th.
Okay.
Okay, and then, so that's John. The next one I'll have to do, and we'll see if Jen can do it.
So you're saying Tuesday, October, was it 24th?
24th. And then we'll see, and if Jen can't do the last one, we'll have to figure things out. Between hopefully John will be available and switch with Jen. Or I can switch also.
It doesn't necessarily have to be one of us. We just have to make sure that it gets, this is your responsibility to make sure it gets covered.
Yeah, it gets
covered. Yeah, good point.
Is this right? Oh, well, for a second there, I thought there was a presentation about Animoto. But someone just did their teaser on it. It's cute. Have you played around with that yet?
Yeah.
Just a little bit. It's neat.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know who did their teaser. I watched the teaser on it just the other day, and it was pretty wild.
It's
it was
very
neat.
Intense.
It looked like they spent hours and hours and hours of time on it, and I know all they did was put the pictures in and a little bit of
yeah.
text, and away you go. Picks the music for you and plays it all. And
Okay. So what else do we have? What else are we missing?
We had Darren asking. We are adding a Twitter feed to the bottom left corner of the conference blog for people to ask questions.
So how is that working? I was a little confused on that.
Their Twitter? The Twitter on the main page?
So does anybody... Oh, I see. It's just, you know, well... I guess anyone that adds K-12, they're just adding it back, and then they'll show up on the feed. Okay.
Or they can just, if they post what they're doing, it says what are you doing, but they could post that they're having a problem, and then the message goes out to all those people. That's the way I thought it.
But so is someone going to post that they're having trouble? Are they logging in as K-12 online? Because otherwise, if they log in as themselves, you know, if they're following K-12 and they post on it, you know, we might see it at the bottom of the blog, but it wouldn't show up in my own Twitter feed. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
It's too bad that they just came out on Twitter with those that tracking for the mobile phones so it can pick up keywords. It's too bad there's no web-based way to do that just yet. Because wouldn't that be great if they just said, you know, the keyword K-12 help? You know what I mean?
Right.
Follow that.
Yeah.
Ah, well, wishes were fishes. Okay. So that's good. Blog post is good. That's good. What else? You know, are we missing anything else?
We do have an issue.
Darren had on his list.
And I don't know whether we can solve it. Is with the PB Wiki not being available in China.
What's the other wikis? I'm drawing a blank. Help me out here. WikiSpaces. Is WikiSpaces available in China?
West had.
I mean, is it difficult to port things over?
No, we can move everything. We don't have that many pages. We'll check.
Is it just a matter of cut and paste?
What are you checking?
I believe it's actually called... used to be called the Great Firewall of China.com.
Website?
Yeah. There it is. GreatFirewallOfChina.org. I'll check it periodically to see if Teach42 is banned. There we go. WikiSpaces.com. Must have typed it wrong. Is anyone else's browser moving abysmally slow?
Yeah, I'm just put PBWiki in, and it's well, it's showing a nice description. Your URL is blocked. PBWiki is blocked. Up at the top of the page, there's a little button that says test.
And well,
test about back search discuss.
Yeah, and then great.
And then it gives you a screen with the websites tested, and then test any website in a box, and you just type in the URL.
Helps to run, Homer. Sorry.
So WikiSpaces.
What was that?
Cubs to run, Homer. Cubs are winning.
But are they?
No,
okay, that's my next question. Are they winning, or are they trying to catch up?
Will you plug in WikiSpaces too? Because for some reason or other, it's not working on my browser.
I'm in a blog posting.
Oh, you're still there. That's what I got.
Can't open URL.
That's interesting.
So you're typing
in something else.
www.wikispaces.com?
I just put in wikispaces.com. Yep, can't open an URL. Maybe it needs to actually be a wiki that has a name. I need a 4 foot wide monitor with all the pages I've got open here.
About the same.
So I've posted proxies where you're supposed to be able to get around.
Yeah, the trouble is China's pretty good about blocking proxies. They're pretty hardcore about that kind of stuff. I actually just did a Google search, and apparently everybody seems to get that URL cannot be found when they try and look up WikiSpaces on the Great Firewall of China. So it's a pretty common bug, I guess. You know what we'll have to do? I'll make a notice. I'll email Jeff Utech tomorrow or tonight and see if he can get over to WikiSpaces.
Yes.
I mean, he's in Shanghai right now, so.
So do we just mirror? Can we just mirror it, or?
Do you want to try and maintain both of them? I mean, is there a compelling reason to mirror it? I mean, we haven't really announced it yet, but we're about to tomorrow. But if he comes back, I mean, he's awake right now. In fact, I bet he's on Twitter. in fact, is he on Skype? Hold on, let's see if we can get an instant answer here. You want to hear something funny?
I'm just thinking that we're doing the one workaround for China, and then we find out that in Brazil it's the opposite. WikiSpaces blocks.
Are you serious? Is it really?
No, I'm just saying that
right.
It's hard
to please everyone.
Yeah.
I mean, that is, in some sense, a compelling reason to put it on a third-party URL. But there seems to be some pushback in terms of where we can put it, so we're not, you know, promoting somebody else or something else.
The .org that the K-12 online conference has, is there any reason why they haven't set up a WordPress?
Or maybe a wiki or something?
No, wiki set up on their server.
You know, I don't know. I don't know where that's hosted. I will see if I can find out if that's... Is it?
Isn't that hosted? Isn't that at William & Mary where Cheryl is? I know that's where all the uploads are going. I'm just kind of thinking maybe that's where they're hosting it as well.
Hosting for a wiki. That one might be a little bit more complicated in terms of trying to create the whole... installing the wiki engine from scratch and so on. Well, tell you what, let's plan on going forward with what we've got with it at wiki, PD wiki as it is. If we do need to make a switch, we can do that. We can go back to all the links to this and change it. We can just put a big bold letter that says this wiki has moved to wherever if need be. So let's not stress about that too much right now.
I think it's better to go forward with what we have and just be aware that, like have our backup plan in place.
Yeah. I mean, I think some of the more pertinent stuff we can, maybe we could even make as a page on the WordPress site or something like that. I mean, I definitely would want to see the chat box mirrored in a few places if possible. I don't see any reason why not to do that. So maybe we could do the same with some of the key information.
Right.
All right. So is there anything else that we're missing? Anything else that's outstanding? I mean, I think we're in a pretty good spot.
There's still some holes in the wiki pages, but that's what wikis are all about. So.
Yes.
get filled up as we go along.
Good point. I'm actually. Yeah.
Did you look at the how to make the most of a K-12 online week? I'm wondering if there's anybody else we can get that can chime in there to fill up a couple of those bullets. And
hold on a second.
I mean, we don't want it to be overwhelming, but.
Maybe I'll put up a blog post on Teach 42, inviting people to jump over there. Blog post asking people to fill in holes for how to make the best use of week. It's always pretty hit or miss whether people actually will do that.
Or should we just... You
have to share the password with them on that, too, eh?
Yeah, I think so. I think it should be.
That's what I...
Well, I think we have
when
to.
When we launch it, we're going out of private?
Exactly. We should
and going public?
Tonight. We're talking about announcing tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, it looks like, PBWiki
no big deal
blocked.
To do that.
So, you know, let's move forward with what we've got, and we'll try and look at some alternatives. Wikispaces is available. You can get to it, so maybe we'll just try and start moving everything over there. And if that's the case, you know, we'll just throw up another blog post, and we'll just go back and back change the links.
Sure.
All right, I think at this point we just kind of want to get things announced and let people know what's going to be available and so on.
Right.
All right, Groovy.
Yep. All right, we are currently public.
I don't know. Do you think we should?
When are we going to meet again?
On Sunday or Monday? Is it really? How about that?
Well, Sunday's Thanksgiving up here, or Monday's Thanksgiving up here.
Yep. So you really plan it, right?
You guys get yours later. We get to eat turkey earlier.
So,
that's right.
I mean, well, oh, I forgot Tuesday's the fireside chat, but that's not necessarily the actual formal start of the conference. So we still got a little bit of time. Yeah, how about you guys want to try and meet 1 week from today?
The 11th, then? Oh, I wonder if Thursdays aren't good, though, for Jen. Maybe we should try the 10th.
The 11th.
But she was a little bit...
She was
willing to meet with us after,
on Wednesday,
about 15 minutes.
Doesn't she do Women of the
Web
on
web
Wednesday?
Ended. So maybe we can make it tentative and then just double-check with her, because it would be good if we can set up a time that she's available. Yeah. And probably this time, yeah.
So it's either
going to
be the 10th or the 11th,
later,
eh?
Because she's not available.
Same time, 9?
7:15 on Wednesday.
Sounds good.
Okay.
All right, great.
So 9:15.
So Steve. Yeah.
All right. Who's contacting Jen?
I've already got a composed email to Jen about...
Who's going to Jen, let her know?
About what? About the Strand. About seeing if she can do the recording on October 27th. So we just want to know which one works better for her, the October 11th, 10th or 11th?
Yeah, sure.
I will ask her that.
Yeah.
And same bat time. 15 minutes later, so that would be 9:15 Central Time, which is 5 o'clock somewhere. Okay.
5 o'clock?
I don't know. All right. Were we good then?
Yep.
All right, in that case, go watch the Cubs. Okay, well, you recorded
very good.
This.
I'll throw this recording up.
Disclaimer. You just said that, Steve.
Yeah.
What did you say
that, Steve? We said he had
I'm
a disclaimer at the beginning,
anyways.
You just didn't hear it.
Well, that's fine. I laid out the terms of my lawsuit at the beginning, too, but you guys didn't hear that, so that's fine. All right, so in that case, wish the Cubs good luck. And then
right.
We'll talk to you guys later. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, Steve, just before you go, that you twittered something last week about a site called...
I love it.
Darn site just left my mind. I shared it with my kids today. They went
Isn't
nuts over
wild?
It in school. Kerpoof. What an awesome site. I'm so thrilled about that because of the actual educational applications and the fact that they're actually
that,
sort of directing it towards teachers with their teacher outlines and lesson plans, and it is so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, one of the neat things is on any background, if you're going to put a moon on it, the actual if you drag a moon character on it as part of your artwork, the picture actually
that.
Darkens.
And I love the fact that
if you drag it off,
the foreground,
it lightens.
it's
pretty intuitive.
Away,
yeah, it's pretty intuitive. The kids,
I mean, it's just very intelligently done.
Yeah. And I had my grade 4 class today working on it, mm-hmm. and I showed them how to drag something on there. I showed them how to clear their page off, and I said, you guys have 20 minutes to go. And they went
That's
into
wild.
The video. They
That's
had
great.
Animation going. They had yeah. music playing. They
yeah.
had It was just amazing. Just
great.
Amazing.
Wow.
It's super. Okay. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, yeah. I'm just I blogged about it the other day, and yeah, I was listening to a podcast of a guy, and he was quoting my blog. And it's amazing how quickly the word spreads, eh?
Thanks. I appreciate it.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Good stuff.
Bye,
bye soon.
Hope the Cubbies win tonight.
Good night.
All right. Talk to you later.